哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all the brothers and sisters。
愿主施恩祝福大家。
May the Lord grant you peace and grace。
今天是我们灵恩会的第一天。
Today is the first day of a spiritual convocation。
一年有两次举办灵恩布道会。
And we have twice a year holding the spiritual convocation。
主要有两个目的。
There are two main purposes。
第一个目的，对内造就我们信徒。
First is to edify our believers in the
Word. 所以我们有更多的时间听讲道理和祷告。
So we have dedicate more time to listening to the sermons and prayer.
第二个目的是邀请朋友来参加我们的布道。
The second is to invite friends to attend the evangelical services.
也就是来参加神救恩的宴席。
And to attend the banquet of salvation.
让朋友有机会能够认识耶稣基督。
So our friends will come to know Christ.
也能够进入神的家庭里面。
And they can enter into the family of God.
要能够做好灵恩布道会的工作。
In order to do a good job on this sacred event.
我们平常就要注意这些传福音的事和一些侍奉的工作。
We have to pay special attention on daily lives in serving and also preaching the gospel.
平常有做，在灵恩布道会里面才会看到很多美好的成果。
Only if we do this on a daily basis will we be able to reap a harvest during the spiritual convocation.
平常没有做，到了灵恩布道会，真的要看到神的带领很困难了。
If we don't do it on a daily basis, then it's very hard to see any kind of fruit or labor.
所以在我们那边呢，几乎每个月都有定期的月布道会。
Where my resident churches, we usually have a monthly evangelical service.
还有定期每个月的福音茶会。
And also evangelical tea gospel fellowship.
还有慕道者造就班。
And also edification.
每个星期一次。
Edification classes for the new believers.
每个星期有一次的查经聚会，慕道者也参加。
We have this on a weekly basis where also the new members will study the Bible.
甚至我们还到外面的广场、公园，都会做一些小型的音乐布道。
And we even go out to the plaza in the public to perform music.
甚至到大百货里面啊，租用一点小广场，我们就可以做了。
And we can rent a small space in the plaza in a shopping mall.
因为这样，然后来教会慕道的、受洗的，感谢主很多。
And because of conducting all these activities, thank God, a lot of people came to Christ and
believed. 耶稣基督在世传福音，他各城乡啊，他都跑啊。
Well, during Lord Jesus' ministry, he went through all the cities and
villages.
According to the record in Mark, he didn't even have time to eat. He truly was a servant who was centered on the gospel. Today, as we serve God, we also imitate him. There's nothing to boast about. If we haven't done this, then we have not done our job correctly.
一个愿意侍奉主的人，他一定想尽办法。
A person who is
做得更多更好啊。
A person who is dedicated to Christ will do his very best to come up with many ways to serve better.
所以神的透过神的道理和圣灵的帮助，显出很多的神的神迹奇事的作为啊。
So through the gospel of Christ and also the Holy Spirit, many of God's mighty workings were revealed.
所以今天受洗完以后。
Today, after a person has been baptized,
所有的基督徒应该要学会怎么在神面前做好侍奉。
Every Christian should learn how to serve God before Him.
不是只有独善其身，把自己弄好就不管其他，不是这样的。
It isn't just a matter of taking care of ourselves and don't care about anything else.
是你这个一粒麦子啊，要发挥它的功用啊。
And this one single grain of seed need to perform its function.
是为了主和福音的缘故，我们必须要这样做嘛。
And because of repayment to Christ, we have to do this.
才能够有办法走入群众，走入世界，让更多人来看到这位耶稣基督嘛。
So we can go into the world and reveal the message of Christ to more people.
更何况主耶稣又交代，你们要往普天下去，使万民啊，成为受洗，成为神的子民啊。
And not to mention Lord Jesus commissioned every one of us to go into the world to make disciples of all nations and all people.
所以我们被差遣，我们都顺服的去啊。
So since we are entrusted, we have to go out obediently.
其实小弟还没有来美国以前就已经生病了。
And before I came to America, I was sick.
因为二月初我被派到香港、大陆协助圣工。
Early part of February, I was sent to Hong Kong and China to help out in the evangelical work.
去训练他们的工作人员呢。
to train their sacred workers.
一天八小时的课.
And it's eight hour days in teaching.
尤其讲完课, 他们有很多问题要问事工方面要讨论.
And especially after the class is over, they have a lot of questions.
我刚好碰到香港20年来最冷的一次.
And I met the coldest climate ever hit Hong Kong in 20 years.
那我的衣服带的不厚, 很少.
I did not bring sufficient clothing.
那到了广州市, 刚好平均温度都是一度, 两度.
When I went to Guangzhou, it was 1 or 2 degrees centigrade.
所以全广东省的传道和执事以及他们的所有教会负责人全都到广州教会接受训练了.
And so all the elders, deacons, and sacred workers in Guangzhou all attended the event.
然后到台湾3个礼拜一直在忙着灵恩布道会。
And then when I returned to Taiwan for 3 weeks, I was busy preparing for evangelical services.
还来不及休息就坐飞机到美国了。
Even before I had a rest, I came to the United States.
我还在北加州圣何西的时候。
When I was in San Jose, Northern California.
北加州有负责人打到圣何西啊，就跟他们的人说啊。 你们怎么把田传道用坏了？那送到我们这里怎么用啊？
And so some of the council members said, "What did you do to Pastor Tian? How come he's sick now?"
那被那个圣何西教会的负责人说，他还没来就坏掉了，不是来我们这里坏了。
The San Jose members said, "Oh no, he was already broken when he came here."
感谢主了，虽然支气管炎发作，晚上都不好睡，一直咳啊。
And so thank God, even though I have inflammation in my lungs and I've been coughing quite a bit, by the mercy of God, I was able to complete in a few weeks. In less than a week, I will be completed my mission in the United States and return to Taiwan.
想到我们这里的信徒看到很热心和耐主啊, 也是一种给我们圣工人员一种鼓励了啊。
And it's a great encouragement to reflect on the zeal of the members in the United States.
这堂课跟大家谈分享的是谈侍奉主。
The session topic is on servitude.
因为你有你的想法, 我有我的看法。
Because you and I share different type of perspectives.
每个人在一起都有他自己的一个做法。
Every person has his own behavior.
当想法, 说法, 做法, 不得一致的时候, 很多的圣工都停滞不前了。
When there is no consensus as far as thinking, perspective, and way of doing things, the sacred work cannot continue.
如果你站在那个位置很坚持你个人的看法, 那很多事情都谈不来了。
And if a person is very insistent on his own ways, then many things cannot go along.
教会里头的侍奉最好就是全民都一起来侍奉在神面前,而不是几个人在那边忙。
The best way to serve God is that collectively, the entire body of Christ are serving together, not just a few individuals.
要能够做到全民来侍奉主啊, 参与圣工啊, 这个就要下一点功夫了。
In order for the whole assembly of God to work together to serve God requires certain effort.
最好侍奉主能够每一个人有圣工做，圣工有人做。
And so it's best that every person has been delegated a certain type of responsibilities, and there's work to be delegated.
相信啊，教会要发展不难了。
And if we can achieve this, then it's not difficult for a church to grow.
所以我们在服侍主的时候，不要成为其他人的一个妨碍、绊脚石啊。
As we serve God, remind ourselves not to become a stumbling block to others.
很多事情要借着沟通、借着会议，把这个不同的看法能够缩小距离，产生共识。
A lot of matters requires communication to clarify any kind of misunderstanding so we can move the matter forward.
因为这是神的教会，不是属于你个人或家族的教会啊。
Because this is the church of God, not a church belonging to yourself or your family.
如果我们能够这样想,
if we can think in this way,
很多事情都很好, 可以摊开来谈, 而且看怎么做比较好啊。
Then it's very easy to discuss and find a solution.
这是一个很重要的学习和认知。
This is a very important learning process and recognition.
我们来看看旧约圣经里面神怎么对他的子民这样说啊。
Let's turn to Old Testament to see what God's message concerning service.
请看生命记的12章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
生命记12章。
Deuteronomy 12.
5节,6节。
Verse 5 and 6.
在这里神吩咐说, 从你们各支派中, 选择何处为立神的名的居所，你们就当在那里去求问神。
But you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go.
将你们的燔祭、平安祭、十分取一之物和所中的举祭，并还愿祭、甘心祭，以及牛群、羊群中投生的，都奉献到神那里去。
There you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithe, the heave offerings of your hand, your vow offerings, your free offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks.
神在西乃约的约定里面就已经告诉我们来到神立名的居所要做什么事。
On the Mount Sinai covenant, the Lord already already told us when we come to the place of God, what should we do? 第五
节就谈到到神的会所里面第一个要做的就是祷告求问神。
Verse 5 tells us the first thing we come to the temple of God to do is to pray and to seek God's will.
第二个是讲要来献各种祭。
Second is to offer the various types of offerings.
那在旧约很重视这个做法。
The Old Testament placed heavy emphasis on these matters.
但是在新约呢?
What about the New Testament?
耶稣来成全律法是恩典的时代。
When Lord Jesus came, he fulfilled the laws and it begins the period of grace.
所以我们就不用像在旧约拿这些生祭啊。这是祭物来献给神了。
So we no longer have to offer life animals to God.
所以到了新约的恩典时代里面呢
，In the New Testament era of grace,
所有的献祭就是我们所了解的侍奉。
All the offerings are distilled into service.
我们所有一切在神面前的行为动作的侍奉，就是如同旧约的各种献祭一样。
All the various types of service that we render to God is likened to the various offerings in the Old Testament.
所以简单讲起来。
So put it simply.
来到神的教会。
As we come to the Church of God.
就是要来祷告跟做一切的侍奉。
We are here to make prayer and to service God in many
matters. 来到神的教会不是做老板的，有价值的。这个命令人家做你不做，不是这样的。
When you come to church, we are not a boss of some corporation delegating commands to
others. 我们都是借着耶稣基督的宝血和他的身体给救赎回来的。
Because all of us have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ.
每一个人在神面前都有一个尊贵的生命、灵魂得救的问题。
Each one of us is precious before God because our souls have been redeemed by His blood.
所以你我大家都是神的仆人。
So you and I are both the servant of God.
你在外面有什么成就，那是你在外面。
Regardless of whatever accomplishment you have
outside. 但是来到神的教会里面呢，大家都是仆人。
That is outside in this society. When you come to God's church, you are servants.
只是职分不同，你要尽你的本分。
You're a servant of God, but your responsibilities are different.
不是来到神的教会做老板呢。
We don't come to the church of God to be a boss.
耶稣基督是全世界的主宰。
Lord Jesus Christ is the master of the world.
他说我来不是受人服侍，来是要服侍人呢。
And yet he said, I came not to be served, but to serve.
他用生命服侍人，拯救人呢。
He used his very life to serve the humanity.
那我们算什么？
Then who are we?
你我都会一样遇到问题，也会死啊。
Both you and I, when we encounter problems, we will die.
我们也不是全能的主啊。
We are not the Almighty Master.
我们更要学会怎么样服侍人啊。
So we furthermore have to learn how to serve God.
怎么样去帮助人啊。
And to help others.
怎么样去拯救人啊。
How to save others.
而不是去伤害人、破坏人。
Rather than to harm or kill others.
这个工作一定要弄清楚啊。
So we have to be very clear on our job responsibility.
不然你的侍奉是有瑕疵啊。
Otherwise, our service would be blemished.
是不能荣耀神的侍奉。
Cannot bring glory to God.
那圣经里面最早出现侍奉这个字是在哪里？
Where does the Bible has the earliest record of service?
我们曾经留意过吗？
Have we ever noticed that?
这个字最早出现在哪里啊？
Where did this word servitude first appear?
请看创世纪十四章。
Turn to Genesis 14.
创世纪的十四章。
Genesis chapter 14.
十四章，我们来看那个第四节。
Verse four。
第四节。
Verse four。
这里说五个王已经侍奉基大老马十二年到十三年，他们就背叛了。
12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled.
这里记载五个王跟四个王的征战。
Here records the battle between the four and the five kings.
在势力还没有强大的时候，他们侍奉。这个基大老马。
Before they grew in strength, they served Chedorlaomer.
那 这个侍奉在英文里面它另外一个意思就是服侍。
This service is, this served is equivalent to servitude.
因为中文有分别，所以我们都会这样说啊。
There's a distinction in Chinese.
那后来针对对神的侍奉的时候，就专门用这个字了。
And as they begin to serve God, they use the same exact word, serve.
这个是它的字言义的一个延伸的使用方法。
And this is how the word evolved as acquired its function.
那到底我们要献什么样的祭啊，才是好的，才是神喜欢的？
What kind of offerings should we make in order to please God?
如果你愿意服侍主，你应该会想这个问题啊。
If you're willing to serve God, then we have to consider this question.
想这个问题怎么样做神才喜欢呢？
In what ways should we perform our job in order to please God?
我们就根据圣经里面来跟大家谈谈。
So we'll discuss this through the Bible.
请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书，我们来看这个十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans 12.
十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
所以弟兄们，保罗，就是我保罗以神的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这里保罗用神的救恩为一个基础来劝勉教会信徒。
Paul encouraged the believers in Christ based on the basis of salvation,
神的救恩,
on God's salvation.
他提出要怎么做才能够献上好的祭。
And he mentioned in what ways we have to conduct ourselves in order to offer the best sacrifice.
这里说将身体献上当作活祭。
He says to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
你将身体献上，也要献上你的心。
And our bodies include our heart as well.
将身心献上当作活祭，神喜欢。
When we offer both our body and heart as a living sacrifice, it will be favorable to God.
活祭就是讲做生命的祭。
Living sacrifice means
不是讲死祭，也不是讲恶祭。
The sacrifice of life, not the sacrifice of death or evil.
我们很有些人很热心服事，但是造成教会的困扰哎。
Some people serve God zealously and yet brings about many troubles.
应该是促成教会和睦发展才是啊。
It should be the service will bring about harmony and prosperity for church.
怎么因着你而让教会四分五裂呢？
But how come one person will bring about division and strife?
如果是这种祭，它并不是一个有生命有功效的祭。
If this is kind of the sacrifice we offer, this is not a living sacrifice or effective one.
所以我们要想一想啊。
We need to think about this.
第一个要献的祭是将身心当作有生命的祭献给神了。
First is to offer both our body and heart as a living sacrifice to
God. 第二个祭是要献上圣洁的祭。
Second sacrifice is one that is holy.
立位祭里面我们可以用一个主题来表达整卷的这个中心主旨。
In the book of Leviticus, we cancondense it by using one word to summarize it.
也就是要追求圣洁。
Which is to pursue for holiness.
这里头的规定啊，是说祭司要怎么样圣洁。
It records how the priests have to be holy.
百姓要怎么样圣洁。
How the people need to be sanctified.
每一个献祭节期要怎么样献圣洁。
And how to offer each one of the offerings to be holy.
在立位祭里面一直重复一句话。
In book of Leviticus, it continued to repeat this word.
神说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
God says that you must be holy, for I am holy.
所以立位记啊，真的可以用追求圣洁这个作为他整件的主题啊。
So book of Leviticus can be summarized by using the word pursuit of holiness.
我们在神面前侍奉的动机也要纯正。
The motive as we serve God also need to be pure.
千万不能有别样的一个不纯正的动机。
We should not have any kind of ulterior motive as we serve God.
如果神不喜欢了，你这个祭就是不圣洁的祭。
If God is not pleased, then the offer that we made is not pleasing to Him.
所以来到神的面前呢，
So as we come before God, 我们要
坦开我们的身心啊，蒙神悦纳的。
We have to ensure that both our body and heart is something that is pleasing to God.
其实神很清楚我们呢。
Because God knows us very clearly.
有一次在祷告的时候。
Once during a prayer,
大家到前面接受按手。
Every person came before to receive a laying of hands.
那有一个信徒他很热心啊。
There's a very zealous member.
教会也很肯定他的服事啊。
And God, the church also affirms his service.
他觉得我应该是很完美啊。
So he thought of himself as rather perfect.
结果他在前面祷告。
As he was praying in the front.
一祷告的时候啊，第一次被按手，他后来圣灵充满。
And the first time he laying of hand, his Holy Spirit was filled.
他看到原来神的国度就在眼前的上方。
And he saw with his own eyes that the kingdom of God was just before
him. 里面很多穿洁白衣服的人在服事。
There are many people wearing white robes serving.
但是在他们的上头有一个脸很大，眼睛一直不停地转。
But above them there was a huge face with many eyes circling around.
原来那是主耶稣的眼睛哎。
And that was the eye of Christ.
这个信徒做见证说，他的眼睛没有办法跟他直接面对。
And this member testified that he could not look at Christ directly.
稍微他的眼睛跟主耶稣的眼睛碰了一秒钟啊，他觉得主耶稣从他的眼睛看透他里面所有的一切。
When his eyes gaze upon the eyes of Christ, he feel as though God could see right through him.
他圣灵的感动啊，他知道耶稣一直看全世界的人类都看得很清楚的。
From the movement of the Holy Spirit, he realized that Lord Jesus is so perceptive, he can see the entire humanity at once.
他深深的觉得啊，原来我在家里面洗澡，耶稣都看光光了。
And so he even had this thought that, oh, now I realize when I'm taking a bath, actually Lord Jesus sees me as well.
其实我们都是主耶稣造的，他很了解我们了。
Because we are all creature of God, so he knows us very well.
你稍微有一点不圣洁，哪里会不知道？很知道的。
If there is even an ounce of impurity in us,
then God knows. 所以我们献上圣洁的祭。
We have to make a holy and holy sacrifice.
才能够在神的国度里面有份。
Only then will we be partakers of God's kingdom.
在新约的约定也是这么说。
And this is also stated in the covenant of Mount
Sinai. 你要成为圣洁国度的国民。
You must be a holy nation, people of a holy nation.
所以圣洁的信仰课程是古老的一个问题。
This is an issue that goes way back.
但是我们现在的人呢，越来越复杂。
But the people nowadays are very complicated.
不得了啊。
It's very complicated.
如果你跟人家讲话有在注意啊，别人讲什么话，你要去想一想，为什么你讲这个话，你的动机在哪里？
As we talk with other people, we may wonder what is the motive behind that person saying such and such.
所以有时候跟人相处啊，真的要用一点心啊。
And so we have to be guarded as we interact with others.
嗯。第三个祭要献什么祭啊？
What is the third sacrifice?
这第十二章的一节这里这样说，献神所喜悦的祭。
Chapter 12 verse 1 says that we have to offer something that is acceptable to God.
既然我们是拜耶稣基督，
since we worship Jesus Christ,
我们蒙他拯救，
we were saved by him,
我们想要得救，
we wish to be saved,
那你就要献他喜欢的祭啊。
Then we have to offer something acceptable to him.
圣经怎么说我们就怎么做嘛。
Whatever the Bible says we do.
你为什么还要用人的讲话心态来去强求呢？不用。
Why do we twist it around to suit our human likes and dislikes?
适合你个人的说法不代表就是合乎圣经啊。
Whatever that is in agreement to our like, dislike, it doesn't mean it's according
to the Bible. 既然我们拜神就拜得真诚，要献神喜欢的祭，照他的方法来。
Since we're worshiping true God, we have to offer sacrifices acceptable to him by following his ways.
会让我们做不到这些献美好的祭有三个原因。
There's three reasons why we cannot offer acceptable sacrifice.
我们再来看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第二节说这里不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed to this world.
第一个会阻挡我们献美祭的原因就是效法这个世界。
The first obstacle to offering an acceptable offer is being
conformed to the world. 你把世界的那一套带进教会来，你说怎么做？
If we bring the world's way of doing things into church, how can we do this?
请问如果遇到犯鬼的，你用电脑用什么 SOS 什么作业系统有办法治疗吗？
Imagine if we have a demon-possessed person here, can we use a computer or some sort of operating system to cure him?
没有办法用世界的东西来去处理灵界的事情。
We cannot use worldly matters to solve spiritual matters.
如果患了严重的疾病，连医生都没办法，请问你用你外面的东西有办法吗？
When you have severe illnesses where the doctors give up, can you use regular means to cure that person?
你把这世界的文化潮流、思想、学说带进教会来，只会混乱教会，没有办法。
If you bring in all the school of thought and the trends of this world into the church, it would not help at all.
没有办法献美好的祭。
It will not bring an acceptable offer to God.
这世界将来会过去啊。
Because this world eventually pass away.
但是神的话永远长存。
But God's word lasts forever.
所以我们在侍奉神，不是按照这世界的看法。
Thus, as we serve God, we do not conform to this world.
这世界充满了哲学、理学、科学的东西。
This world is filled with philosophy and humanity and science.
可是圣经里面神的作为有很多没有办法用这些来去解释的。
But there are many things in the Bible that cannot be explained away by these thoughts.
耶稣医治一个瞎眼。
When Lord Jesus healed a blind man.
他先吐口水在尘土上面弄一弄，再把那个尘土拨到人家眼睛，人家就看到光明了。
When Lord Jesus healed this blind man, he first spat on the ground and then played with the dirt and then put his dirt on his eyes, then he gained his eyesight.
如果按照现在的医学观点,
if we explain this according to the medical
perspective, 医生敢这样做, 你可以告他, 你可以得到很多钱啊。
If a doctor dared to do something like this, then you can sue him for a lot of money.
耶稣用最不起眼的方法,
and Lord Jesus used the most despised way
来去做不可能被医治的事情。
To do something that is impossible to heal.
表明耶稣要破除人的想法，人的一些说法。
It means that Lord Jesus will use ways that will break through human conventions and thoughts.
他是全能的主，他怎么做都可以。
He is the Almighty God. He can do whatever he feels.
不是像我们一定要有什么流程，我们的想法一定要这样，不是的。
He doesn't follow any prescribed methods or flow.
所以这些事情我们都要凭着信心来去相信去接受。
In these matters, we have to accept it with faith.
会阻碍献美祭的动作，第一个，你效法这世界。
The very first obstacle to offer is when we conform to this world by imitating it.
在第二节这里说。
Second is stated in verse 2.
这里说心意要更新而变化，而你受洗过后你心意没有更新变化。
We need to be transformed by renewing of our mind. If we don't renew our mind after baptism,
你还是带着旧孝旧行为站在神的面前。
Then we are still an old person with old yeast as we stand before God.
你根本就没有做改变。
We have not made any changes whatsoever.
所以你做的侍奉会有问题。
So our service will become questionable.
没有办法成为美祭献给神。
We can no longer become a pleasing sacrifice to God.
第三个阻碍的原因。
A third obstacle.
我们来看那个第二节最后一句。
Verse 2, the last statement.
这里说要查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
That you may prove what is the good and acceptable perfect will of God.
也就是说你不会查验明白神的旨意。
It means that we don't know how to discern what is the good will of God. We are just basing a human thought, a human perspective, human ways. And we can never enter into God. So our teaching and our leadership has become questionable.
你用个人经验讲不代表适合所有人的需要。
When we speak from personal experience, doesn't mean it will satisfy most
people. 你就用圣经神的话讲嘛。
We just stick to what's stated in the Bible. 你有这个责任去学习，去明白，然后再来分享，教导给别人嘛。We are responsible by learning what is the message in the Bible and then teach it to others.
所以我们在神面前要献上好的侍奉，好的美祭啊，我们要去除这三个弊端。
So before God, if we wish to offer a living sacrifice acceptable to God, then we have to remove these three obstacles.
我们不要效法这个世界。
First, we do not conform to this world.
不然会影响侍奉神的工作。
Otherwise, it will affect our service to God.
第二个，我们要这个借着神的道理、圣灵的帮助，让我们常常心意更新变化。
Secondly, by relying upon the Word of God and renewing of the Holy Spirit to transform our mind.
第三个，我们要明白查验。神的话的意思。
Third, we have to understand and discern what is the good will of God.
你才能够了解神的作法、游戏规则。
Then we can understand what God intends for us to do and what His rules are.
不是为某个人量身定做特别恩待他，不是这样的。
So we do not make something rules or regulation custom tailored to our likes and dislikes.
我们只是职分不同，其实我们在神面前都是一样的。
Even though we may share different kind of responsibility, but we all stand equal before God.
我在神学讲课的时候，我总是会提醒神学生这样说。
I will always remind the theological student this way.
你们参与传道的行列，这是很好的一个工作。
It's very good that you join in the service to God as a full-time minister.
但是要谨慎自己的教训和教训别人的东西。
But you have to pay careful attention to the way that what you teach others and yourself.
应该要救自己，也要救别人。
You need to save others as well as yourself.
因为你的讲法一举一动会影响到很多的信徒啊。
Because your words and your own conduct will affect many people.
如果你在真道上立场不坚固啊，你会让那个迷惑的信徒啊提早衰败。
And if you're not firm in the truth, then you can become a stumbling block to others.
神的道理是就是，不是就不是，再多说就出于魔鬼了。
The truth of God is based on yes, if whatever is yes, whatever no is no. Anything else comes from the devil.
我又再问神学生啊。
And later I asked the theological students.
神的审判从神的家开始。
The judgment of God begins with God's family.
尤其神公义的审判路线呢，就在启示录是写得很清楚的。
The revelation of God's righteous judgment is clearly written in Revelation.
先从神的教会开始审判哦。
It will start with the family of God.
二章三章都这样写啊。
And stated in chapter 2 and chapter 3.
然后到了四章五章讲真主教会属灵侍奉的美景。
And chapter 4 and 5 speaks of the beautiful picture in which a TJC comes into
scene. 六章到十六章就讲审判世界世人万国的这个事情啊。
Chapter 6 to 16 speaks of the judgment on the entire world and then all the nations.
用了三个七的系列来表明神怎么样公义审判这世界万人万国。
Using three sevens to describe God's judgment on all the people and all the nations.
那十七章到二十章啊，就这里就讲后来就审判这个假先知啊，兽和魔鬼啊。
And chapter 17 to 20 speaks of the judgment on the false prophet and the devil.
既然从神的家开始审判起,
since judgment begins with God's household,
我就问神学生啊, 到底从哪一种人开始审判?
So I asked the theological students, who will God's judgment begin with?
他们看看看不敢讲。
They looked around and they dare not answer.
我说讲啊有什么关系?
Said, why don't you speak your mind?
他们还是不讲。
They remain silent.
其实从神的家审判起，审判谁啊？最先
？The first person God is going to judge in God's household is.
想过吗
？Have you ever thought about this？
想过吗
？Have you thought about this？
讲没关系啊，有想到吗？还是从来没有想过，反正不是我。
Or you never thought about this because it's not going to be me.
真的不是你吗
？Truly not you.
谁站讲台最多啊
？Who stands on the pulpit most？
谁啊
？Who？
喂。讲没关系吗？谁？不是就我呢，所有的传道呢
？Okay, it's not just Pastor Tian, but all the pastors.
看谁站讲台最多，传道人再来长职，再来负责人嘛。
Who stands on the pulpit most often? It starts with a minister, the pastor, and then the elders, deacons, and the council.
不要只有会讲，你忘记自己要被审判了。
Don't just talk without realizing we will be under judgment.
别忘记审判，我们都有份啊。
Don't forget, judgment applies to everybody.
所以你敢乱讲乱做吗
？So dare we speak falsely or do wrong
things? 有些人对自己的家里那个道理都转弯了哦。
Some people have a different set of standard for his own family.
根据罗马书第二章第二节，神只用真理来审判所有的人。
In Romans chapter 2 verse 2 it says that God will only judge people according to his truth.
真理绝对不会随便转弯的。
The truth cannot be altered.
错就是错。
Whatever is wrong is wrong.
该改要改。
Whatever we need to reform,
所以我们的道理对自己家里人做错的时候也不能体贴啊。
So even if our own family member has done something wrong, we cannot be lenient.
你反而要纠正他帮助他拯救他不然你一直害他。
Instead, we have to correct them and make sure they reform. Otherwise, They will be gone.
不是
只
顾及那个面子的问题啊，不是。
Don't just focus on saving your face.
神绝对不会偏待人。
Because God is impartial.
用站在真理面前，没有一个人可以躲避。
Because as no one can escape from the standard of truth.
面对我们喜欢的人、家里人，你就是要拯救他、帮助他、改正，回到神的面前，这个才对啊。
When we face our favorite one, or our family, loved ones, we have to correct them and turn them around.
当人的情感冲突到神的事，我们要先抓住神的事。
When there's a conflict between human matter versus God's matter, we have to seize on God first.
当我们抓到神，因为神会帮我们解决人的情感。
And once we cling to God, then it will help us to resolve the human emotions.
站在真理面前，真的，我们没有什么好讲话的。
As we stand before the truth of God, there is nothing for us to say.
那接下来我们要谈的是用什么样的态度来侍奉神。
And next is what kind of attitude we should have before we serve God.
这个会跟我你我的得救功夫有关系。
And this will affect how, whether we will be saved.
我们一起来看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
12章。
Chapter 12.
12章的11节。
Verse 11.
11节说殷勤不可懒惰要心里火热常常服侍主。
Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
这里说要常常服侍主。
It says here, we have to serve the Lord always.
你有常常服侍主吗？
Have we been constantly serving God?
一个礼拜你的重心在哪里？家庭事业，你服侍主多少？你自己用比例算就知道了。
Where is the focus of our heart? We compare all the time that we spend in family versus church.
你有常常服侍主吗？
Have we often served God?
常常服侍主怎么做啊？
And how do we...serve God always.
重要是写在圣经里面嘛，不重要写干什么？
What is important is written in the Bible. Whatever is trivial is not written.
就是提醒我们重要，我们要常常服侍主嘛。
It reminds us that we have to constantly serve God.
一点点事情，别人一句话，我就可以不聚会，不服侍主，那你的信仰算什么？
If other people's one statement can turn us away from serving God, then what is our faith?
如果你还这样被影响，你根本就是属灵上的婴孩嘛。
If we are so...easily influenced by others, then we are still infants spiritually.
你没有办法分辨对错，跟你要追求的是什么，你搞不清楚。
We cannot discern what is right and wrong, and what is the ultimate pursuit.
所以外面环境一旦变化，你就受影响。
So outside influence can easily change us.
那你这种服事怎么办？
And what's going to happen
to our
service?
可以到神的面前来吗？到不了。
Can we come before God? No.
常常服事主怎么做？
How do we serve God always?
我们来看历代志上16章。
Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 16.
历代志上16章。
1 Chronicles 16.
16章的37节。
Verse
37. 37节。
37.
大卫派亚萨和他的兄弟在耶柜面前常常侍奉神，一日尽一日的职分。这里讲了。
It states here that David left Asaph and his brothers there before the Ark of the Covenant. 大卫
王国建立得非常强盛。
David's kingdom became very powerful.
他用了许多有用的人才。
He used many wise persons.
这些人都有一个特色。
And they all have this special characteristic.
他们站在耶柜面前常常服侍神。
They stood before the Ark of Covenant of God to minister the Ark regularly.
他们一天尽一天的职分。
And they did every day's work as required.
你这一天该做什么你要去做。
Whatever this day's work require of us, we have to do it.
你没有尽你的职分侍奉神，你每一天都亏欠神。
If we fail our duty, we fail God.
你每一天都做不到，请问你怎么常常侍奉神？
If we cannot fulfill our daily task, how can we serve God always?
我们自己要去想一想。
We have to think about this.
而不是被人家提醒。
We do not need reminders from others.
你有没有常常侍奉神？
Have we regularly served God?
有感谢。
If yes, then thank God.
如果没有，我们真的要做调整。
If not, we need to make adjustments.
这里告诉我们，你每天尽你应该尽的本分。
Here it tells us that we have to fulfill our daily tasks.
你就长时间来看，你就是常常侍奉神。
So from a long-term perspective, then we are serving God regularly.
其实要侍奉神并不困难。
Actually, serving God is not hard.
你在你的本分上面要尽你的职分。
We just need to fulfill our duties.
你领受这个工作，你就必须要这样做。
If we are assigned certain tasks, then we do it faithfully.
神会纪念。
And God will remember our labor.
我们再来看这个，要用什么样的心态来侍奉神。
Let's study further what kind of attitude we should have as we serve God.
请看路加福音。
Turn to Luke.
路加福音我们来看第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
第二章的36节37节。
Luke 2 verse 36 and 37.
36节。这里谈到一个女先知名叫亚拿。
There's a prophetess Anna.
她跟丈夫同住七年以后就开始守寡。
And she became a widow after seven years of marriage.
37节，她现在已经84岁。
37, this woman was now 84 years.
她没有离开神的圣殿。
She did not depart from God's temple.
也就是说，她的信仰一直持守着。
It means that she persisted in her faith.
然后这里说她昼夜侍奉神。
Here also states that she served God day and night.
这很不容易。
This is no easy task.
年轻就守寡。
She's been widowed since young.
然后她就没有被这个世界和人情给影响。
And she was uninfluenced by the world or people.
一直持守她的信仰。
She persevered in her faith.
到了84岁。
Until 84 years old.
她都不离开神的圣殿。
And she never departed from God's temple.
常常进食祷告。
She often serve God with fasting and prayers.
侍奉神。
And serve God day and night.
也就是全心全力的来侍奉神，服侍主。
It means she served God with all her body and mind and heart.
我们是不是真的有全心全力来服侍主啊？
Have we served God with both body and mind?
我们基督徒面对的三种生活就是家庭生活、社会生活、教会生活。
The three types of life we confront is the family life, society life, and the church life.
你有没有全心全力来侍奉神啊？
Have we served God faithfully in all these regards?
你自己问你看看。
Just ask ourselves.
教会在忙，你在做什么？
When the church is busy, what are we doing?
教会需要人圣工服事的时候，你又在做什么？
When God requires service, helping hand, what are we doing?
如果全心全力的来侍奉神了，应该他的态度是很积极的才是啊。
If we serve God with all our heart and mind, then our attitude should be very active.
我们自己可以量量看呢。
We can just get a weight for,
不然好可惜啊，你脑袋挂在你的那个脖子上面都没有用啊，想一想啊。
Otherwise, it would be a waste of our brain when we don't think about it.
只是会赚钱这件事，其他都不想，那太可惜了。
If we only think about how to make money and nothing else, it's too much of a pity.
你没有想到怎么侍奉神呢？
We never occur to us how to serve God.
你这个钱，神会纪念吗？不会啊。
Then will God bless you in many manners? No.
我们是需要，但是够用嘛。
We need money, but as long as we have enough to use.
你不能因为这样，然后就没有全心全意侍奉神嘛。
We cannot because of money do not serve God faithfully.
如果是这样，真的太可惜了。
Otherwise, it would be a shame.
神给你这么多能力，结果你没有好好的给神用。
Because God has gifted us with so much ability, but we don't do any of it to serve God.
我们再看第三个态度。
Let's look at the third attitude.
请看提摩太后书的第一章。
Second Timothy chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
提摩太后书第一章第三节。
Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 3.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先，用清洁的良心侍奉神。保罗在交代牧养的工作给年轻的传道人提摩太。
When Paul was passing on his instruction to the young Timothy,
这里说他用清洁的良心侍奉神。
He says that he served God with a pure conscience.
我们在教会也要用清洁的良心侍奉神了。
We too have to serve God with a pure conscience.
有一些软弱的现象真的要注意哦。
We have to pay special attention to.
比如说你现在当教会的重要的圣工人员。
To these matters, for instance, let's say if you're a council member in church.
你不要安排圣工，怎么排都是排你家里人，那别人不是信徒啊。
Don't just arrange your own family members and don't neglect the others.
你要训练他们了，别人的孩子也在神面前也等于是我们的孩子。
You have to train other people because other people's.
你要想到教会的传承啊，恩赐要传承，工作要传承，道理也要传承啊。
We have to think about passing on of God's task in all the spiritual matters.
你怎么在安排？就是排那几个你喜欢的，其他的你都不要，他们不是信徒啊。
If we only on the work schedule, if we only arrange those that's favorable to you.
你要用清洁的良心来侍奉神啊。
And we don't arrange other people. We have to make sure we serve with a pure conscience. 你不能
用私心啊、恶心啊来侍奉神啊。
We cannot serve God with an impurity or partiality or evilness.
有一个负责人曾经跟我这样讲。
There was a council member who told me this once.
哇，田传道早知道做教务那么舒服啊。啊，我以后都是做教务就好了。
Said, Pastor Tian, I never realized that being a general affair is so easy. I want to be a general affair in the future.
做教务那么舒服。
I asked him, why do you say that?
舒服啊，他都专门排别人工作，就是不排自己。哎，让别人这样子很忙很累，上班下来，他就是不排自己。他说很舒服，很舒服。
He said, oh, it's a very comfortable job because he kept arranging other people to do all the work except for him.
当然我也说了几句话让他心里有点不舒服。
And so of course I said some words that was not
too
kind to him.
错误的动机。
This is serving God with the wrong motive.
用清洁的良心侍奉，你为什么用这种心态？
How can we have to serve with a pure conscience? Why do you serve in this way?
在你的领导之下，教会怎么会得到神的同工？绝对没有。
Under this type of leadership, how can a church, how can God work with
the
church?
你自己没有做模范呢。
If we are not a model,
你没有以身作则，你怎么带领众信徒嘛？
If we cannot lead by example, how can we lead the others?
后来这个弟兄就说，传道，你讲的是。
And so finally this brother said, yes, I agree with what you're saying.
其实有时候观念不对，我们要去沟通，要去劝勉，要去教导。
So sometimes when we encounter people with a wrong concept, we have to communicate and correct and to instruct.
他在教书啊，他说做老师有三个工作。
When Confucius was teaching, he said, being a teacher, there are three major functions.
传道、授业、解惑三个工作。
One is to teach a lesson and correct a homework.
不是 homework。我解释好了，他不好翻译啊。我们传道人也是一样啊。
As ministers, we also
传道
have to do,
传讲神国的道，圣经的话。
We speak of the word of God.
授业要训练更多的弟兄姐妹成为门徒，事工训练。
And then to train many others to serve God.
解惑要解决每一个信徒的问题，心灵的、肉体的、精神的、生活的。
And then to resolve their problem both in body, flesh, and mind.
那个主会啊，就是要来解决众教会信徒的问题嘛。
So the council is to resolve all the matters
related to the church and the
members. If we personally don't know how to resolve a problem, we have to bring it to the council.
这个就是职务会的功效嘛，要用嘛。
This is the function of the council.
你不会代表所有教会的人都不会，不是的。
Does it, if you don't know how to resolve a problem, it doesn't mean that nobody else knows.
就是要解决教会众信徒的问题嘛。
The function of a council is to resolve all the matters related to the church.
要解惑，他才能够有信心一直来啊。
So you resolve their problems, then they have the faith to continue.
你不解惑，他怎么来啊？
If you don't resolve it, how can they continue?
很难呢。
It's hard.
所以真的，你进到这个位置里面服侍神，你要用心了，你不要逃避。
So once you assume a position in the church, you have to serve God faithfully instead of escaping.
如果你常常选择逃避不处理问题，真的信徒会看你看得很小很扁。
If you choose to run away from your duties, then people will despise you.
因为你没有尽责嘛。
Because you are not fulfill your duties.
那神看你怎么看呢？
And how does God view you?
我们是对神的，用清洁的良心来服侍。
We have to serve God with a pure conscience and facing God.
我们再来看提摩太前书第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
十二节说，保罗说，我感谢那加给我力量的耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
Paul says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
第四个侍奉神的态度就是忠心服侍主。
The fourth attitude in serving God is to serve God faithfully.
忠心的态度和行为动作是一个侍奉神最好的一个表现。
Being faithful in both belief and actions is the best way to serve God.
我们看到神要带领以色列百姓出埃及，过旷野进迦应许的迦南地。
We see when the Lord brought His people out of Egypt through the Red Sea into the wilderness into Canaan.
他只选用了两个人仆人。
He only chose two servants.
一个是摩西。
One was Moses.
一个是耶稣亚。
The other is Joshua.
两个人合作接续，把整个神的旨意完成了。
These two people work together to complete God's will.
这两个人都有共同的特色。
These two people have their own special characteristics.
就是忠心服侍主。
They serve God faithfully.
神怎么样吩咐摩西，摩西照样做。
Whatever God commanded Moses, he followed accordingly.
摩西怎么吩咐耶稣亚，耶稣照样做。
However, Moses commanded the Joshua followed accordingly.
这个真的是忠心服侍主的好的神的仆人工人啊。
And these two are truly very faithful workers of God, very faithful and excellent.
忠心服侍主，神真的会同工哎。
When we serve God faithfully, God will abide with us.
有一次
There was one time,
在一个安息日早上聚会的时候
during one Sabbath morning service,
有五个太太，有的没有结婚，他们是好朋友。
There were five sisters who were some not married, they were good friends.
其中有那个民间宗教拜拜的。
Okay. So they're not church members. One of them is a Buddhist.
有的是摩门教的。
One is a Mormon believer.
有的是那个地方聚会所的，神召会的，神召会。
One is a local flock, local church.
Local assembly church.
Local assembly church.
有的是那个长老会的。
One is a Presbyterian.
他们五个人啊。
So these five people got together.
听说真耶稣教会很特别。
They heard that True Jesus Church is very unique.
他们五个人讲好说要来到我们教会参加一次聚会，看一看是什么东西。
So they decided to come to True Jesus Church to see what exactly it's all about.
这间教会很会祷告。
And they heard that this church knows how to pray very
much. 很爱服侍主。
Know how to serve God.
那当在领会祷告完起来之后，发现有五个不认识的小姐太太。
And so when the service leader noticed that these five new faces.
后来最后祷告的时候，有的趴在地上，两个趴在地上。
And in the final prayer, there were two who lay prostrate during prayer.
拜拜的他就坐在椅子上，然后这样。
And the Buddhist was in the lotus position, sitting on the bench.
那在祷告，我特别起来看一下，真的五个人祷告方法跟我们不一样。
And so we got up and see that all these five people pray differently from our church.
我们在台湾有一个习惯。
In Taiwan, we have a
custom. 不认识的慕道朋友一定要叫过来跟传道、执事或者一起吃饭。
We will invite the new friends to dine together with.
因为对方有被尊重的感觉。
To dine with the pastor and
elders. 如果这个时间你只有照顾你的家，你都没有机会跟他们接触。
So they will feel respected if you spend this time on your family only.
或者你跑去睡觉。
Or you go to sleep.
或者你去做别的事，你根本没有机会谈。
Or you do something else, you never have a chance to
talk. 他们决定只来这么一次。
Because they only decided once to come to church.
吃过饭，十一点半。
So after lunchtime at 11:30,
他们就要求。
And they requested.
说田传道，我们可以跟你谈圣经的问题吗？
He said, Pastor Tian, can we discuss the Bible matters with you?
可以啊。
Of course.
所以就用他们的圣经来看。
So we used their Bible to study.
其中有个神召会的，他圣经至少看三遍。
There was the believer from the local assembly who read the Bible three times at least.
为什么？因为圣经从创世纪到启示录有三种不同颜色的笔啊，至少他看三遍。
Because from Genesis to Revelation, there are three different colors highlighter in the Bible.
看了好感动啊！我们信徒有的做副程连一遍都还没看完呢，真的。
When I saw that Bible, I was so touched because even a council member in the church never finished reading the Bible once.
做神的工上台讲到你连一遍都没看完，你怎么这么大意啊？
If you're a sermon speaker and you don't even finish reading the Bible once, how dare you?
这个是我讲良心话，我问过啊。
And I asked people, I've come across people.
灵修会三四百个人，我问，看完一遍的，真的举手不到十个。
And during a seminar of 300 or 400 people, I asked if you have finished reading the Bible once.
做神的工作，你还不知道要认真去看了，这个太危险了。
And being a worker of God, and we don't know how to treasure the words of God, is very dangerous.
他们一问问题就问到1:45。
So they asked a question until 1:45.
后来我说对不起，我们要聚会两点。
So I told him we have a service at 2:00.
我们本来想来一次早上，我可以要求下午继续来吗？
So they requested, can I come in the afternoon?
可以啊，欢迎啊。
Of course, you're welcomed.
结果他们继续留下来听。
So they continue with the afternoon service.
结果神定住他们了。
And God was mindful of these people.
祷告都是你看异象。
And they received Holy Spirit and salvation during prayer.
然后晚上也来聚会，安息日也来聚会。
And night time they came again and came Sabbath service.
最后接受赦罪的洗礼。
And finally they received the baptism
of remission
of sins. 然后又带领
他们亲朋好友家里人一起来参加。
And brought their family and friends to attend service.
他们五个人分别是平地人跟客家人。
The five people were the plains people and the Hakai people.
客家人很难传的。
Hakai people were very difficult to evangelize.
可是神动工就这么简单。
But when God moves, it's so easy.
所以一定要忠心服侍主。
So we have to serve God faithfully.
整个教会侍奉神一定要用心啊。
When we serve God, the whole church needs to be faithful.
神就把得救的人天天赐给这种教会。
And God will add number and believers to this kind of church.
所以侍奉神啊。
As we serve God.
并不难做。
It's not difficult.
你有心做，神会祝福。
As long as we have the heart to serve, God will bless.
一起来默祷。
Let's pray in silence.